Luckily, I've only prepared 6 pages. So, first of all, a question to you. What does it mean to you to live open-heartedly before the Lord and open-handedly before people? And I think that's the hub of what Jesus is getting at here. And for a very long time, this passage has been used to talk about how sacrificial the giving was of the widow, and that was a model for giving that we could aspire to. But I think probably that misses the real point of the whole thing. It does certainly honour the widow for her sacrifice, but the reason why was the widow there giving all that she had is the real question that Jesus is addressing here. Okay, yeah. So the context, as Jill has alluded to, is the key. Whenever we read the Bible, we need to understand the context. What was it saying? What was happening all around it? Who was he speaking to, etc.? And this tiny little snippet illustration was recorded by Luke and by Mark. Luke was a doctor, and he recorded everything precisely. It's always good to know that doctors know what they're doing and they look for the detail. Whereas Mark was a much more younger, hot-headed young man who was into the moment and the thing of what Jesus was doing. And there's one really important detail of change between the two. And Luke records that Jesus looked up, which I think is an indication that Jesus wasn't in the slightest bit interested in the rich people that were throwing wealth around, just a tiny proportion of what they had. So they looked good in front of everybody else, and they thought that God would be really impressed by that. Whereas as soon as the widow came into view, Jesus looked up because he knew what was in her heart. Whereas Mark was much more interested in the wealthy people and watching what they were doing, so he didn't need to look up. So that tiny change is really important thing. That Jesus' focus was not on the widow who was giving her money, but it was on all of the rich people and the corrupt system that was forcing her to give away the last 2 coins that she had instead of those rich people looking after her, which is what they were supposed to be doing. And that's why they were so angry with Jesus and wanted to get rid of him, because he was trying to turn the whole corrupt system upside down and say, I can give you forgiveness for free. You don't need to pay your taxes. You don't need to be oppressed by these rich scribes and Pharisees. And they weren't too keen on that. Okay. So there are several things in the story that it teaches us. First, God sees what man overlooks. The big gifts in the temple were surely noticed by the people, and that's probably what the disciples were watching. But Jesus saw that no one else did. He saw the humble gift of a poor widow. This was the gift that Jesus thought worthy of comment. This was the gift that disciples needed to be aware of. The other gifts in the treasury that day made a lot of noise as they jingled through the receptacle, but the widow's mite was heard in heaven. God sees things differently from man. The widow's 2 mites added up to a penny according to man's value, but Jesus said that she had given more than anyone else that day. How could this be when many rich people threw in large amounts? The difference is one of proportion. The rich were giving large sums, but they still retained their fortune. The widow put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Hers was a true sacrifice. The rich had not even begun to live to her level of sacrifice. And if you look through all of the stories of Jesus' ministry, everyone has a story on its own. But the whole point is you need to see that everyone is also building an overriding picture of what Jesus' life and ministry and work was about. The sum of it all is what we really need to understand. And what Jesus is saying is that we have an absolute duty of care and responsibility to take care of the widows, the poor, the oppressed, to seek out justice and mercy. If we don't do that, anything else we do on our Christian faith journey and our walk is meaningless to God. You see that throughout the whole Bible, from Deuteronomy and the famous passage in Micah. You know what you need to do, O man, to seek mercy and justice. So that really is the key to this passage, is it's not so much about the widow. She's a useful illustration. And Jesus is highlighting the corruption of everything around. And it's just a sort of interesting thought. What does it mean to live open-handedly before the Lord? Open-heartedly, before the Lord, and handedly before the people. I seem to have hidden my nice little stack of wealth here, but it's really easy, isn't it, to live like this. To give a very small amount, but to keep your true wealth hidden. And in Jesus' day, about 90% of all the wealth belonged to 10% of the people. Surprise, surprise, in 2020, 90% of the world's wealth now belongs to 5% of the people. So I'm not sure we're making a lot of progress here. But also 90% of all the land in the world and all the buildings, this is my final point, belong either to men or institutions completely controlled and dominated by men. 90% of all the world's assets. How can that be in 2021? I wonder what Jesus thinks about that. Thank you.